Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let me grab the headphones. I'll get dialed into the studio. Get these dogs to shut up. Oh, goodness. I better close the window or the neighbors are going to get mad. Hope the guests call in tonight. I wonder if anybody's going to call in. Well, let's do this thing.
It's Rated G Radio, and this is your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining me on Rated G Radio. I'm loving the fact that you were here tonight. We've got a very special guest that's going to be calling in just a couple of minutes. Derek Yates, Ellen's new gardener, will be joining the show to talk about his green thumb and all of his great projects that he's working on. But before we get to that, just a big shout-out to a dear friend of mine. I call her Kona Coffee Bean because that's how I know her on Facebook. But she's my good friend Vonda, and she lives in beautiful downtown Temecula, California. Today I was out there conducting some other business and had a chance to go in and visit with Vonda for an hour or two, and that was always great company and never get a chance to see her as often as I would like. So it was really cool to go out and hang out with Vonda. And the cool part was I learned some plumbing tricks. She actually had a plumbing issue at her house, and Vonda didn't teach me plumbing tricks, but the plumber that came was giving little hints and tips and things like that. So I felt not only did I get great conversation with Vonda, but I had a chance to learn some tricks to work on some plumbing issues here at the house. So that was really kind of cool. I said, Vonda, this may have been the real reason I was drawn to coming to your home today after my client. So there we go for that. Hey, just a real quick reminder to everybody that tomorrow night on the Friday Night Dance Party, we're coming to you live 10 p.m. East 7 West, and we've got Noble Creatures. They're an L.A.-based band that will be on the show as our very live guest. And a very exciting announcement on – this is coming up in a couple of weeks, but you know how Thanksgiving is just going to be around the corner. We're going to be doing a very special Friday Night Dance Party on the 12th, and I kind of went through – the shows that we've got lined up, which is we've really got a full December and a full rest of November here. But on Friday, December 12th, we're going to do a very special Friday Night Dance Party with Mile High Production clients, or I think that's what I call them, are clients, but guests that have been on the show in the past and future guests and new guests and things like that. We're going to be doing a Christmas extravaganza, as I like to call it, and that will mean that we are going to play music from Mile High Production clients and names like Margot Ray. We'll have Joseph Eid on the show, just and so many others. I got a whole list of people who are going to be on and possibly have many of them call in and wish you holiday greetings. So just mark that on your calendars for Friday, December 12th, and you'll have an opportunity also to call in and be able to participate with the artists themselves and talk about your holiday plans and things like that. So that will always be cool. Earlier in the week, if you didn't have a chance, I usually like to go back and just kind of review who's been on earlier in the week, because sometimes you tune in for a particular episode and, you know, life is just busy sometimes. You have to go back and kind of skip out and, you know, catch up when you can. But on Monday, we had author Tom Gehring, and he's got a book that's out. It's called Settle It and Be Blessed. And I'm telling you, out of all of the authors that I've had on the show this year, and I've had several, and I love authors. They tell great stories, so they're fun for me to have on the show. Tom was really an inspired author. You know, some of the authors that I have, they write fiction, and, you know, their stories are based on all kinds of different things. Tom is writing a book about just trying to get along with, you know, your family and friends or business associates or whatever the case may be. So if you get a chance to go back and listen to his time with us, he was very kind to spend about a half an hour with us on Monday show. And, again, his book is called Settle It and Be Blessed. But now... now, if I had a drum roll, I'd say drum roll, please. I'm going to welcome Derek Yates to the show. We're going to talk about his new award-winning title of being Ellen's new gardener, but I just wanted to first say thanks for coming on the show in such short notice. I appreciate you, Derek.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. So I've been doing a little homework today. I've been watching your YouTube videos. I've been checking out your website and all kinds of things like this, which are really quite spectacular. And I thought, you know, okay, you're out here in Hollywood doing all this stuff, but you told me last night, you said, no, I'm back here in Tennessee. So, number one, I appreciate you calling in at 10 o'clock because that's, you know, but it's in my brain, it's bedtime. But, you know, it's probably early for everybody on the East Coast. Everybody that I know back there says, oh, it's not a big deal. But as we get started, I'm a little amped up. I had a glass of lemon water right before the show, so you'd think that, you know, I've just had a couple of Cokes or something. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself? I want to kind of find out about, you know, the man behind the sash and, you know, the planting stuff here before we get into all the fun stuff that you're doing.
Okay, sounds good. Oh, me in general, sorry.
Yeah, just like, you know, where'd you grow up, you know, what do you do for fun, and, you know, that type of stuff, the, you know, the basics.
Gotcha. Well, I am originally from Chattanooga, Tennessee. That's currently where I reside. I'm also back and forth in Atlanta a lot. So technically kind of like a dual residency thing going on. Mainly because my acting career is based in Atlanta, so I'm there for auditions and whatever I'm filming or doing some kind of modeling gig or something like that. But no, generally, pretty much mostly born and raised in Chattanooga. I moved around a lot when I was a kid, but for the most part, I've been in Chattanooga, but as well as being born here.
Cool.
Other than that, that's the quick, small nutshell version.
That's the quick down and dirty, right on. So is it true what I'm hearing about everything that's happening in Atlanta, that Atlanta really now is the hotbed for TV and, you know, film and that type of stuff here in the United States?
Yeah, definitely. It's actually now ranked number 3 in the film and television industry, and definitely on the rise. There's just so many production companies moving things out here, building new sets and studios in the area. So it's just providing a lot of the East Coast actors and the Southeastern region actors more opportunities that we wouldn't normally have unless we were actually in Los Angeles. But it's still a fight because, I mean, a lot, we're still having to prove ourselves, and a lot of the Los Angeles people are still beating out a lot of the Atlanta actors only because they're still having to learn to trust the actors who live in Atlanta, and we're having to prove ourselves to show, like, hey, we actually have the same amount of talent, if not better talent, locally where you're shooting. Why not use us versus having to pay for these Los Angeles actors and performers to, you know, come out here, pay for their flight, pay for their hotels, when it's cheaper just to pay us the regular rate?
And well, you know, as somebody who lives in Los Angeles, I would say, like, no, pay the Los Angeles, but I totally get it. And I've heard so many great things about the people of Atlanta, and they're just such a warm, and I've been there once, and I was there for like a day on business, but all I could remember is driving in the city and the traffic, and, you know, at the time I lived in Phoenix, the traffic was horrible, and I thought, you know, the Phoenix traffic is bad, but Atlanta, it is really bad, and it was midday, so I that's my recollection of Atlanta in December. But it was a beautiful city, and love the people. So what kind of let's just cut to the chase, because everybody that is tuning in tonight is freaking out over the fact that we've got you on the show. And I've had friends of mine, including my dear friend Darren Jones. She and I went to junior high and high school together, and we're still friends 3,000 years later. And she loved checking you out on Facebook and your YouTube channel today. So you've got a ton of fans that are listening in tonight and just all excited the fact that you, you know, throw your shirt off on the Ellen Show. So what was the contest all about? How did you get involved in such a crazy contest?
Well, it started probably about 4 weeks ago. Ellen received a letter from one of her fans writing in saying, like, hey, you know, Your current gardener, Nick, is off shooting on a movie that you helped him get. Why don't you have me be your temporary gardener until he gets back and gets done filming? And so instead of just offering him the role, I mean, he was a good-looking guy and everything, but she was like, all right, let's just open it up to anybody. So she announced, hey, so if you think you got what it takes to be my new gardener, make a video with your best, showing off your best gardening skills, and send it in, and we'll see what happens. And so, you know, I got to watch that actual episode randomly that day because I was able to sit down and actually turn on the TV for once, which is rare during the daytime. I'm usually pretty busy during the daytime getting ready, you know, doing regular things, and then I have work on the evenings. And so I was like, you know what? What's the likelihood of Ellen and, you know, her producers and all that? I really doubt they're going to see my video, so I'm not even going to try. So a couple of days later on my Facebook, both my sister Courtney and my grade school girlfriend, they both had posted on my wall and were like, hey, Ellen's looking for a new gardener. You should really try it. And I was like, all right, I saw the episode. I'm getting hit up with, you know, people saying I should try this, and I'm seeing it posted on Facebook. Okay, fine. I'll make a video, and at worst, if nothing else, I can say I made a fun video. And so I grabbed my Ellen underwear that I happened to already have. I threw on my Converse. I grabbed my stepdad and dragged him outside with me with my HD camera and said, all right, we're filming this. And so I told him exactly what I wanted because I had an idea in my head of how I wanted to edit it all together. And so we shot it, and I edited it and got it sent off. And then now almost 70,000 views later, I was announced as Ellen's new temporary gardener.
I love that. Now, so do you actually have to do any gardening, or is this an honorary title?
It's more the honorary title, and then, like, they have, like, little scenes, like, I've seen, like, where he, like, you know, green screens, like, a house, and then he, like, a fake bush in there, and so he's out there pretending to cut the bushes and things of that nature. So, I mean, it's more just a gimmick role. You don't actually garden or anything. It's just something fun and silly and more things to bring in more viewers and reasons to watch the show.
Well, fun and silly is awesome. Do you know how many people sent in videos for the contest?
I'm not for sure, but they told us there were thousands upon thousands of submissions. But I heard that a lot of people sent in pictures and didn't make videos. And, you know, I'm sure there's ways that you can privately put your video on YouTube. So they probably submitted it privately for whatever reason. They may have not wanted it to be public. We were just told, you know, thousands upon thousands. So, I mean, either way, the fact that they could have easily chosen someone from a picture or requested they make a video, just the fact that I won out of all these people, you know, in the United States or even possibly the world, it's pretty crazy.
It was awesome. And I watched the clip from the show today, and I mean, when there were three finalists, so there were two other guys that were on there, and then there was you. And did you know ahead of time that you were going to win, or was it a surprise to you?
No, it was an actual surprise. It was all by audience vote. So it was just kind of crazy. It was just like you kind of go out there and just kind of hope for the best kind of thing and keep your game face on no matter if it was win or lose. And honestly, I went knowing that, you know, just the fact that I'm being featured on the Ellen show, she's saying my name,
it's huge.
A really great exposure. It's a possibility. You never know who might see it. You know, you don't know what call you might get if someone's looking for your type for a role or a modeling gig, if they just randomly watch the show. So it was just one of those opportunities that's like not everyone
would
say they've been on the Ellen show.
Well,
and so I looked at it as that more than winning, even if I didn't win.
Well, and the thing that just completely caught me off guard is because the other two guys get on there and they do their thing, and then you come out and do your thing. And then, you know, Ellen goes through the process of elimination, and they say, okay. And then, you know, Derek, you know, audience, what do you think? And the place just, it could have erupted. It was like a volcano erupted. And it was like, holy cow, I thought the people were clapping loud before. And it was this huge, thunderous applause for you. I mean, I actually had to turn the speakers down a little bit on my computer going, what in the heck is going on? The neighbors are going to be asking what's happening here. So I just thought that was a fantastic thing. You must have been feeling at that point to be picked out.
It was it's still pretty surreal, but the fact that, I mean, I honestly didn't think I was going to win. Not that I'm not confident that I have what it takes to do it. It was just one of those things like I made it this far, like that's pretty cool, but you know, I'm expecting to leave, you know, and having not won for whatever reason, not like I said, not being confident. But, and then all of a sudden, I hear the other two guys, and they get the loud claps, like you said, and all of a sudden, it felt like there was like another audience somewhere.
Right.
That
it's like they brought three
clapping,
more audiences,
you know?
In for you. Oh, my God.
Right. And so I was just kind of like, is this really happening right now? And I had to, like, really let it sit there and process. And in my head, I'm thinking, is she about to really say that I'm actually about to win this thing? And she did. So it just kind of, like I said, it's still really surreal. I mean, it's been a few days, and it still hasn't really, like, kicked in that I was announced as Ellen's temporary new gardener. So, yeah,
well,
but it's pretty cool. I'm not going to lie.
Well, one of the things that I saw that you posted on Facebook earlier was the opportunity, or at least the campaign, to try to get you back on the show in future segments. Can you talk a little bit about that and how people can help support the Derek cause?
Definitely. I mean, they did have featured their original gardener back onto the show, actually the day after that I aired, and then announced back today that he was, quote-unquote, done filming Magic Mike 2 with the role that she had helped him get. So I don't know what that means. I honestly haven't spoken with anybody from the show as far as what that means or what it means for me or my role as far as being the temporary new gardener. So I'm hoping that it's going to be one of those where I get to play a fill-in, as if, like, you know, if he happens to get some other type of role or gig to where he can't be on the show, but they want the gardener role, then I get to be, you know, be that role. Or if they'll bring me on with them, and, you know, there might be a duo gardener, you know, bit or some sort. I mean, who knows, honestly. But the best way that I would think, you know, as if more and more people are requesting, like, oh, where's your temporary new gardener that you literally just had on the show, and then now you're bringing back the other guy, like, so what was the point? So I think if enough people are talking about it, posting about it, going to her website and writing into her the show and requesting that I be on the show and, you know, all that, I would think, if enough people rose their voice about it, then there's a possibility that they'll see that the ratings will be good if they bring me back, not just being like, oh, here's this random guy that we decided to announce as the new gardener. And, oh, we have our new gardener back. Thanks for trying, you know, Derek. Thanks for playing along for 4 weeks and helping our ratings for the show. So, but, yeah, so like I said, if everybody goes out and keeps posting and goes to her website, lntv.com, and there's like a little section where you can write into the show, just say great and positive, nice things about me and let them know that you really want me back on the show.
And so everybody who's listening to the show tonight, if you're looking at the show page, the last link I've just updated right before the show went on, it says, want to see Derek back on Ellen? Say something nice when clicking this link. So basically you fill out your 411 and say something wonderful about Derek, about how great he looks on camera or what a great job he does pruning Ellen's bushes or whatever the case is, but make the case to bring Derek back. That would always be really, really cool to do. Kind of changing gears here a little bit, you're involved in a nonprofit, and I don't know anything about it. Can you tell me what you're doing and how you're trying to help the world?
3 years ago, my brother was killed by a drunk driver. And so pretty much from that moment that it happened, me and my family, we all were like, well, we don't want his death to be in vain. And we definitely don't want anyone else to have to go through what we're going through. So it was talked about for a little bit, and then me and my mom decided to co-found the nonprofit 1 in 3. Excuse me. And because 1 in 3 of us are impacted by drunk drivers, that's a statistic that we had found at that time. And I had just been playing around with the different things and logos, because I also just kind of do a little bit of graphic design and such, as semi-part of a hobby, but it's also my job that I do for the nonprofit. And I had created this 1 in 3 thing logo, and I was kind of showing it off to the family, and they're like, oh, that's really cool. Maybe that could be the idea for the name of the nonprofit. And then it just kind of took off and went from there, and we kind of went and ran with it. So now what we do is we raise awareness. We go to community events. We go to functions. We go to meetings or anywhere that anyone wants us to come, just come and speak. We go to, we do a lot of schools and present at big assemblies. We also have the van that my brother was driving. He had been driving home from work that evening when it happened. So we were able to get it from the impound, and we actually pull it on a trailer, and we take it to the events, and we show it off, so there's more of that, like, in-your-face feel, like people can actually see. Yeah, exactly. Like, it's helped a lot with part of the presentations, because for some people it's very visual, and we can show pictures all day long, but when you can go out and see it and touch and look and see and feel and have an idea of really what's going on, then it creates that bigger impact. So we do that. And the biggest part, about a year ago, the woman who had killed him, from the start, my majority of my family, we all decided to not hold the grudge and to forgive her. And so throughout this whole process, you know, we've led with, you know, we forgive the woman. There's no hard feelings. I mean, obviously she did something very tragic, to our family, but us holding something against her isn't going to bring my brother back, and it would only, you know, hurt us in the long run as far as, you know, how we treat other people and, you know, and that kind of thing, just holding that kind of a grudge against the person. And so she just got out about a year ago, and coming up in January will be a year since she actually has been working with our nonprofit. And so she does, she actually comes, she's part of our team. She goes to all of our different events with us, and my mom is pretty much the main head speaker at all the events. And so then we added the woman in with my mom, and so they kind of like start out the presentation and do general like ideas about, you know, the story behind of what happened, and then they do the kind of like the big reveal of, you know, she's talking and says, and I was the drunk driver who killed him. And so then, you know, like all of the air is sucked out of the room. It's not, it's totally unexpected. And so it's just, and so that just has added so many layers to what we do and the effect and the impact that we're having on people. And so, and like I said, it's only been a year and we're just now still getting around and getting to be able to present with her in front of, you know, people. And so we're really hoping that having added her, we're going to be able to start getting more and more people interested in the story and wanting to hear about it and hearing how, you know, she's teamed up with us and the remorse that she has and our forgiveness for her and just how our families have come together and not allowed it to be as awful as of a thing as it is, we've turned it into something positive as well.
Wow. That is, that really is a huge testament, not only to your family, but for, and also to her, as horrible as it is, like you said, that she wants to come through and, you know, try to do something that, you know, helps others today. Do you have, you know, maybe a story that somebody has shared with you as a takeaway on the impact that this has had on them when you've gone to present at schools or other groups?
Well, just the testament, I mean, you can just go and, like, there's rarely not at least one person that you can hear sobbing in a corner or puts their hands, you know, or puts their face in their hands, and or some people even have to walk out and leave because they just can't handle it or they get too emotional. And usually just, kind of like I said, the statistic, 1 in 3 of us are impacted by drunk driving. Usually in every group, there's always at least one person that's either known someone that was hit or killed by a drunk driver, or they were one, you know, they were involved in some sort of drunk driving accident or a wreck or some sort.
Man.
And so just, and then we always have people coming up to our, you know, to us and to our table and things afterwards. And they tell our story or they tell us how that we affected them as far as, you know, not realizing the type of consequences that come with it of drinking and driving.
Now, are you partnered up with any other national groups like MAD or SAD or other organizations, or is this just something you guys are doing on your own?
It's something that we're doing on our own. We're very separate. We're our own nonprofit. We definitely support as far as what the other ones are doing, as far as, you know, also putting, you know, the awareness out there and, you know, doing their best in their own way to make changes as far as keeping our roads safer and hopefully making an impact on people. But we're very much our own thing. And we run off of strictly donations at this point of, you know, whether or not a function or event or school, whatever pays us or people, random, anybody that decides they want to donate. That's strictly how we're running right now.
So how can people either go and find out more about this particular organization and how can they contribute? Or do you have any kind of like a PayPal thing set up or how does it work?
We do. Our website is iam1n3.org. The IAM number one, the letter N, the number 3.org. On there, on every page at the top right, there's a green donate button. Or that's pretty much the best way if someone does want to donate to our cause. They can do that. There's also information about different programs and different things that we have set up. We have a designated driver program in our area, and we're looking to try and expand that into other areas. So if there's someone that wants to get involved and help with our nonprofit as far as getting that set up in other areas, we have a section of where people have submitted their stories of how drunk driving has impacted them or someone that they know. So then that's called I Am 1 in 3. So we feature people's stories. And there's a lot of other things on there about the nonprofit. And there are main videos on the page that tells about, you know, what we do. So, yeah, just visit iam1and3.org for any questions or to donate or get involved.
And can you spell that out one more time just for the listeners who are grabbing their pen or pencil?
Of course. It's I am, so it's I, A, M, and then 1N3, the number 1, the letter N, the number 3, and .org.
There we go. And I'll put that on the show link after the show's done as well, so that way if you're listening either now or later, always saying on demand, you can easily get that. So thank you for sharing that. So let's. I'll keep you for a couple more minutes if you'll humor me here tonight, Derek. Can you tell me a little bit about creatively, what are you working on now? I know that you're a singer. I know that you're an actor. I know that you're a model. You've got a ton of stuff on your YouTube channel. You got a ton of stuff on your Facebook fan page. What all do you? Is there anything you don't do? You even said you did graphic design. So what is it easier to start with the things that you don't do, or can we just talk about the fun stuff that you are working on?
We'll talk about the fun stuff.
Cool, love it.
As far as being artistic, I mean, I really enjoy the creative part of life. It's just kind of my outlet is being creative in some form or way. As far as my acting side goes, my current agent is based in Atlanta, and that's where I do all my film and TV and commercial auditions for different projects. I recently just booked my first union project. It's going to be a TV show called Hindsight. It debuts in January, and it'll be on VH1.
Cool.
So I have that first big debut coming up, so that's pretty exciting. So that made me eligible for the union, which I plan to join here really soon. As far as modeling goes, this weekend, actually, I'm about to fly out to Wisconsin to work with a photographer, and I will be the swimwear model for the 2015 line for a brand from Australia called Cock Socks, if you can humor that.
I'm scared to admit this. I actually know the brand, so okay.
I've
said too much.
Most people
okay, there
heard
we go.
Of it.
Yeah,
most people don't heard of it unless they're like involved in the. In the industry of modeling, like as far as underwear goes, or unless that they actually like really hardcore search out underwear and swimwear, or of course if you're from Australia, then
there you go.
Heard of it. So, but no, this is actually probably one of the bigger campaigns I've done. So that's pretty awesome to come up. And then obviously I got the Ellen's New Gardener thing. So that was for the acting part. And then also for modeling, while I'm also the same photographer, he's part owner of a website called underwearnation.com, and they feature a different pair of a different brand of underwear each month, and it's like an underwear of the month club, so you pay a certain amount and you get styles of underwear sent to you each month. And so I'll be the December featured model for their brand that they choose as well, so that's pretty cool. As far as singing goes,
yeah, so what? Talk about your music. So, because now I'm really intrigued.
As far as singing goes, I've had the opportunity to record two cover songs. One was the most recent one was Titanium, big song that David Guetta put out not too long ago. So there's a music video for that on YouTube, and then you can also purchase that on iTunes, Amazon. And the very first cover song I did was Your Guardian Angel. It was originally done by the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. The reason I had done that song, it incorporated into with my brother. He, the week before he was killed, he had some friends over, and one of his friends, Allie Edwards, she was with them, and they were all jamming out to different stuff and playing instruments and singing songs, and that was one of the songs that they had done. And she had told us about that song. And so when she had told us that they had sang that song and she played it for us, we were trying to think about what music and things we wanted for the funeral and the celebration of his life, you know, of that he did have. That it was just a song that hit the entire family really hard and it hit close to home. So both me and Allie decided to learn it, and so we performed it at his celebration or his homegoing service, and then it just kind of became an anthem for our family and for all of his friends. So we decided to record it as a fundraiser. So all the proceeds that from the sales on iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you purchase it, it goes straight back to our nonprofit. So,
oh my gosh,
cool.
I didn't know that.
Also,
that's awesome.
So yeah, definitely anybody that wants to help support, it's a great cover, especially if you like the song. We've had a lot of good comments from people who are big fans of Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, so if you're a really big fan and they hear it, then luckily the fans are okay with what we've done so far, so it must be pretty decent at least, and it's got a pretty good hit on YouTube as well, so you can look it up on YouTube on my official music video, the very first music video I did as well. So yeah, definitely check that out as well if you want to help support the nonprofit.
Everybody has to go out, and I always say whenever we have a guest on, you have to support the cause in some way or the other. So if you go to iamoneandthree.org, do that. In the Facebook chat room, we've put the link up to the website. Jay Jones is in there, and he's actually put a link up to the donation page. So if you want to go donate $5, $10, or $100 tonight, that's always really cool. Derek, as we wrap things up, can you maybe tell us where people can find you on this stuff called social media?
My main hits are Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Those are pretty much the main ones that I have the most time for right now to really keep up with. So it's Facebook.com/Derek Yates. Both Twitter and Instagram are at Derek Yates, and then YouTube.com/Derek Yates. And Derek is D-E-R-E-K, and then Yates is Y-A-T-E-S. So,
cool.
Yeah,
and
definitely
then
look me up, follow me, and let me know that you heard me here on the show.
Yeah, absolutely do that. And then any shout-outs? Do you want to give any call-outs to any of your family or friends tonight that are listening?
I would be a disservice to pick any one particular one out because so many people support me, and I'm so blessed and lucky to have the family and the friends that I do have that support me, and especially with this whole Ellen's Gardener thing. I've had so many people, like, really pushing and vying for me to get it. And then when I got it, just so many people, I mean, I was getting like hundreds of messages and text messages, and there's a bunch that I still haven't even gotten back to. So if you're listening and I haven't gotten back to you, make sure to know that I'm doing my very best to get back to everyone. And so far, I think I've done a fairly good job of getting it back to them, but some of it I've actually missed and skipped by accident because you're scrolling and you're just trying to get to everybody. So just please forgive me if you have said something and I haven't had a chance to reply back, or if I accidentally skip over you, just forgive me and know that I'm trying.
There we go. Well, everybody, it's been Derek Yates, Ellen's new gardener. It is just a pleasure to have you on the show. If there's anything we can do for you in the future, please let me know. If you want to come on and promote a music video or a gig or whatever, make sure to do that. And if you're ever out in L.A., make sure to look me up, and I'll take you out to lunch. I always say I'll take you out to Thai food because everybody knows I like spicy green beans. But, Derek, just what a great human being you are. I sure appreciate all you do to help others.
Well, thank
you. I wish you lots of success. Everybody else, we'll be right back after a little break, and we'll be playing Best of Music, so stay tuned, and I'll do some intros for the music that we'll have. Hang on.
Right back with more Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
And we're back. I just needed to say goodbye to Derek before I let him go. So what a nice young man. And just to have somebody who not only is, you know, so talented and giving in so many of the creative arts, but to have him actually be part of the 1 in 3. And what a heart-wrenching story. I did not know that was what was going to be coming up. I just knew that he was involved in a nonprofit. So really, that's a story in itself. For maybe, you know, turn that into a movie of some kind. But go support Derek, and if you can say something nice on the Bring Derek Back to the Ellen Show link that we have on there, and it's really just for the Ellen Show, you have to say, bring Derek back. It would be really great to have him on there. That would be nice. But he's got all kinds of ways for you to follow him. I've got on the Facebook page, Twitter page, his YouTube page, and then also his official website. So if you want to go check out some of his modeling pictures, ladies and or gentlemen, you can certainly do that as well. And for the rest of the show tonight, as I had kind of gone through last night, I want to have the remaining shows of the year when we have some extra time. I'm going back and playing some of the guests that we've had on the air in the last year. And part of that is simply because we have so many emails and texts that come in saying, I love this artist or that artist when you had them on, especially when we're doing world premieres of their music releases. It's always just a real honor to have them on. One of the artists that I'm going to play next, and we're doing two-peat, so I'm going back-to-back for most of the folks that I'm going to play tonight. This is going to be coming from Kelly Fitzgerald, and Kelly is an artist that I met actually through Becky, or Rebecca. I call her Rebecca from the I Am Rebecca show, my dear friend, and through my music producer, Brian Pothier. And when I started doing my first album last year, you know, Brian was always saying, you know, Kelly, 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 Kelly. And I'm like, oh, who is this Kelly person? And then I heard her play live, and I also got her music on CD, and was like, holy cow, this woman is phenomenal. So without further ado, I'm going to play two of her songs, and we'll come back, talk a little bit more, and I've got some more super fun music you are going to absolutely love. But this is Kelly Fitzgerald, two songs, I Think You're Out of My Mind, and then I'm Done. So get out of your chairs, start moving around, and enjoy these two songs right now.
I saw him smile at me out of the corner.
Ellie Fitzgerald. Now, here's a little musical inside secret that I can't even talk about until next year when the album comes out. But because you're listening tonight, I feel a little chatty. I'm going to. But before I do that, I want to send a big shout-out to Daniel, Bonnie, Jill, and Wendy, who were tuning in specifically to listen to Derek. So thanks for tuning in. We've also got Jay, Anita. I've got Bill in upstate New York. I've got Patrick, Gail, Dean, Sally, I've got Misty, Rhonda, Robert, Linda, and I've lost track at this point, but they're all pinging me on Facebook. So thank you very much for tuning in for tonight's show. That was really super fun. Here's the little story about Kelly that nobody knows. Only like two people in the world know it, and you're going to be part of the listening audience. On my new album that's going to be coming out next year, one of the songs that I wrote is about these witches. So it's a Halloween song that in my opinion, is going to be the new Monster Mash. And part of the song really needed to have some like female witchy type of, you know, cackling and things like that. But more importantly, having just a really brilliant voice come in and help me on part of the chorus. And so Kelly, out of the goodness of her heart, came into the recording studio with me and belted it out. I'm not kidding. It will freak people out how fun and catchy this Halloween song will be. So I can't wait to tell you about that more in more detail. I can't play it for you yet because it's still, we haven't done the master work. We still need to do the vocals. But let's get back to some music here. Dan Holguin is coming up next. Dan's a young man I had the pleasure to meet earlier this year. I'm going to say it has to be probably like, February, March, something like that. I was invited to go up to a place in Hollywood. I think it's called Bar Lubitsch, and it's kind of like a bar in the front, but there's a big, like a venue in the back, and you can have probably like 100 people there to watch live music be performed. And so Dan, and I've never met Dan before this night, and so as the show's getting ready to be set up, there's this guy who's just running around, very frenetic, and just tons and tons of energy, and just go, 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 go. And it turns out he's headlining the show. Didn't know that was him at the time. All I know is this guy's getting everything set up, doing sound checks, doing all this stuff. And he comes on and starts getting ready to perform, and he starts telling us this song. And he's a storyteller and a great vocalist. You're going to hear in just a second. But I wasn't sure what to expect because, you know, Dan, admittedly, is not a giant. He's, you know, it's not like he's 6'8" or anything like that. He's a tiny little guy. And he gets up there with his guitar and this beatbox and gets ready to start performing. And the next thing you know, this huge voice comes out of this body, and I'm like, wow, that is somebody I need to have on the show. So we're lucky to have Dan on earlier this year and look forward to having him back after the new year with new music. But here are two of his songs, Extract the Facts and then Heaven Help Me Now. Get out of your chairs and dance. This is Dan Holguin.
Like like the whip on this kid who you don't think will trip and slip over counterfeit smiles. All the while, playing a romantic demon friend of foe or both. I don't know what to deem him, but I know I'm gonna live.
Feelings.
That's Dan Holguin, and Heaven Help Me Now. How does anybody sing so crazy like that? That is absolutely awesome. One of my favorite songs of 2014. Reminder, tomorrow night is Noble Creatures for our VIP special Friday night dance party at the regular start time, 10 p.m. East, 7 West, for two-hour nonstop extravaganza that will be broadcast live on Chat and Spin Radio Network as well as Westar Radio Network in the United Kingdom. So that's really, really cool to be partnered up with two fantastic networks across the pond, as they say. But Noble Creatures will be live on Rated G Radio tomorrow night right here starting at 10 p.m. East, 7 West. Hour 1, this is the new format for the Friday Night Dance Party. Hour 1 will be featuring Noble Creatures again. Hour 2 is all listener requests. So if you would like to request a song on the Friday Night Dance Party, please send me an email, garrett@garrettmiller.com. You can send me a note in the Blog Talk chat room while the show is live, or send me a note on Facebook. If I've got it, I'll play it. And if it's one of our guests that we've had in the prior year, even better. We'll give them some shout-outs along the way. Wrapping up tonight, this is a song by Fontaine's Muse, and this is a husband and wife duo out of California. Their song Mystic Kiss is on one of their 5 CDs that I purchased at an event earlier this summer. It was the last summer blowout special at a Whole Foods right here in Huntington Beach, of all places. Whole Foods does these summer concert series, and they bring these great artists from all around the country. Fontaine's Muse just happened to play that night, and I was enthralled. So this is Fontaine's Muse, Mystic Kiss, very much a world type of music. I don't know if that's a really horrible description, everybody. Just sit back and enjoy it, and then we'll see you live tomorrow night for the dance party. Have a great night. Don't drive distracted.
You've been listening to
Rated G Radio.